Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm at the headquarters of Frank Warren. I'm joined by Frank Warren. Had a catch-up last week, but there's just a few developments to go over. So, of course, we had the Champions League final on the weekend, Frank, and during the halftime adverts and before the game, because there was a delay to the kickoff, we saw multiple adverts about Dubois, Bryan, and also your Telford card both on June 11th. So that's great publicity for both cards, surely, Frank.
Oh, yeah, they had a massive audience for the Champions League final. So goes without saying. So everybody knows those two shows are on, and the boys are going to get great exposure.
Yeah, let's quickly go over the card. So, yeah, Liam Davis in a really good fight with Mark Leach, who had a brilliant win on your card last time out. And we also have the fight with Ijaz Ahmed and Kademi, which we've seen a couple of crackers of already.
Well, I'll tell you what, that'd be a trilogy, wouldn't it? That trilogy, I should say, would end to. I mean, I've had, as you say, two brilliant fights. So let's hope this one will be as good. It's for the vacant British super flyweight title. So there's a little bit, you know, lot at stake there for that. And obviously Mark Leach's fight and Liam Davis, I think, is a cracker. They got very good records, both the guys. Mark's, he's 18-1-1, and Liam is, I think he's 11-0 now. So, you know, that's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a great atmosphere there, and we've got a fantastic undercard as well. And then you go over, then we go over to the States, Miami, and we see the big man in action. He's got it all to do in the other guy's backyard. And I think it'll be a tough fight for him, but I fancy him to come through it.
Should Liam Davis win against Mark Leach? And again, a very tough fight. We've just seen Leach have a really good win. But should Liam Davis prevail in that fight? Surely it's the Andrew Kane fight to happen next to get that rescheduled.
Well, it'd be great to get that on, wouldn't it? I mean, you know, Andrew's done extremely well. He's come up with a couple of really fantastic, sensational wins. And the winner and if Liam comes through, that's going to be a fantastic fight between them two. Whoever wins that fight, it'll be a fantastic fight. They're all British affairs, and they're quality fights.
Another fight of note is Ethan James v Conor Parker. Ethan, kind of a rising young star of yours. Yeah. How talented do you think Ethan James is?
I like him. I like what I see of him. I think he's done extremely well up to as yet. And from my perspective, I think if he comes through this one, we can step him up again. But he's got a tough fight. It's not going to be easy.
And as you said, you move on to America that night live on BT Sport, with one of your main charges in your stable, Daniel Dubois, against Trevor Bryant. Some people will say this isn't a real heavyweight world title. Where do you stand on it, Frank?
Well, look, he's number one. Airman was number one in the ratings. And basically, it is for their, what they call their WBA regular title. But the bottom line of all of it is, the winner of that fight, which I hope is going to be Daniel, is the mandatory challenger for the title. So that's the position he gets in. And when this gets all ironed out, I don't know why they've not announced it yet, but when they announce the rematch between Usyk and Joshua, whoever wins that is going to have to defend that title. He's going to be called upon for his mandatory defense. And sitting there will be the winner of that fight, which I hope will be Daniel. And that's what it's been all about.
Okay, well, that's June 11th. Two cards on BT Sport that night. Let's move on to July 2nd at Wembley Arena. You announced that card, the return of Joe Joyce. We'll deal with that in a second. But the one that caught really everyone's attention was Jason Cunningham v. Zelane Tate. Great to see Mr. Tate back in the UK fighting again. And you'd say fight of the night on that card with Cunningham and Tate?
That's a tough fight for Jason. But yeah, he's fighting a two-time world champion. And everybody knows Zelane over here. He's come over here. He's won his title here. He's defended his title here. He's a cracking fighter. And that has got fight written all over it. You know, the winner of that fight will get a shot at the world title. That's what will happen.
What's your situation with Zelane? We know you promoted him before. So what's the deal with him now?
Yeah, we're still involved with him. Obviously, during the COVID outbreak, that just messed up a lot of things. And also, it was quite bad as it was here, but it was very bad in South Africa. And there was a travel restriction. So he was out of action. But he had a win a few months ago, so he's back in the swing, and now he's back over here.
Also see Callum Johnson, Sam Noakes and Nathan Heaney all on the card. Yeah. What's the plan for those guys, and specifically for Callum Johnson, should he win in a really tough fight?
Well, he's got a very, very tough fight. And again, it's a bit like with Daniel Dubois and with Joe Joyce. We get him into a position, these guys, and if he comes through against a tough opponent, then he'll get a shot at the title.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know, we've our guys are good at getting good ratings, good positions in the ratings, and if he wins, he'd be up there and he'd get a top three slot, I should say.
Now, as I said, Joe Joyce is headlining that card, and it's great to see the big man back. However, it's not against Joseph Parker on July 2nd. You explained why it won't be Joe Parker in July. What's the situation with Joyce and his opponent at the moment? Are you working on it?
Yeah, we are, Umar. I mean, it's been a bit of a pain. We hoped we were going to announce something last week. And I just want to clarify something. When we, at Tyson's fight at Wembley, when we got the two guys together, they wanted to fight. And we were all good to go on that. We booked the venue, everything. It was only we were told a couple of weeks ago that Joe wouldn't be able to fight because of Andy Lee's wife having a baby. We never knew his wife was having a baby. What's he got to do with us? It was then we was told that he would not be available, which was a real downer. That's why we're hunting around and talking to a couple of guys at the moment for an opponent. I'm hoping we get it done today. We're working very hard to get that. But it's not been easy. And if we get it done, then we'll and Joe comes through, then he'll have a big fight in September again in the UK.
Against Joseph Parker?
I'll let you know.
Okay, well, that's your July 2nd card. Moving on to July 16th at the Copper Box, we see Hamza Shiraz headlining against Francisco Torres. So just tell us a little bit about Mr. Torres and kind of the test that Hamza's going to have on that night.
Well, he's good. It'll be a good test for him. He's very, very experienced, Torres. He's got a good record and he's a tough Argentinian. He'll get the best out of Hamza. You know, Hamza's just won the best young boxer of the year. He's awarded by the British Boxing Writers. It's a step up for him. And it's a guy who's got a different style, but he will bring out the best of Hamza. I mean, I really do rate Hamza. I think he's a fighter who's definitely going to be going places, but he doesn't and certainly won't take anything for granted. He knows he's got to be at his best.
Should he come through that? What do you think is next for Hamza Shiraz?
I'll work it out after the fight. I mean, I'm not looking that far ahead. All I want to see him do is put in a real good performance. You know, if he stops this fella, it will be a statement.
Your three other fights on the card, I think notably the fight of the night is Lennox Clark v. Mark Efron. You've got also Nick Ball back after a superb win at Wembley Stadium against Nathaniel Collins, and Dennis McCann v. James Beach Jr. But the one that really sticks out is Clark and Efron.
Great fight. Absolutely great fight. And I'm really looking forward to that. That's one for the fans, that is, isn't it? That's going to be a war.
Absolutely. So, yeah, those are your immediate cards. Just to go back to Joe Joyce, David Higgins made some comments to Sky Sports recently saying that he would like his man Joseph Parker to fight Dillian White. So were you surprised when you heard those comments? Because obviously we are expecting the Joyce fight to land at the end of the year.
Of course, I'm surprised to hear that. Why would he want to go down that road? You know, if you look at Joe's position, he's ranked number one by the WBO, and he's ranked, I think, number two by the WBC. What do you want to be grabbing those positions? That's a backward step for him.
But are you confident that Joseph Parker and whoever his team are are going to go through with this fight?
Look, I was confident. They was both, you heard them both on TV. They said on TV they wanted to fight each other. Joe's not changed his opinion, and I don't think Joe Parker has. Maybe his management may not like it. I've got no idea. But we went ahead and were looking to put that fight on, and it's really, you know, ridiculous that we were told only a couple of weeks ago that he wouldn't be available because of Andy Lee's, you know, wife's having a baby. You know, good luck to Andy and his wife having a baby. That's fantastic news for them. But I've never been involved in a situation where the trainer's wife having a baby stops a fight from taking place.
Okay. Do want to discuss Anthony Yard. Of course, we did have a chat about him last week when we spoke, but we have the fight in June in New York between Art Beev and Joe Smith Jr. You said October is when you want...
22nd October. We're right down the road with it. We're Top Rank. The winner of that fight, we believe we can put that fight on here. I spoke to Bob Arum about it the day he went to Australia for his show he's got in Australia. And we want to do that fight. And we booked the date. We talked about it and we booked the date. It's the 22nd of October. We want that, get that fight on. The winner has to fight Anthony Yard. That is what has to happen. WBO have ordered that.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, that seems like a pretty quick turnaround for the winner from June to October. But if you are talking to Top Rank and everything seems good on that front, then October 22nd in London, good to go.
That we're good to go, yeah, absolutely. Just and Anthony and Tundi, his manager and trainer, will be they'll be at ringside. They're going out there.
Okay. What if the winner turns around in Better Be of Smith Jr. and says, "I want to box Dimitri Bivol for the undisputed fight," because we know Canelo's fighting Golovkin, so that leaves Bivol free for the rest of this year. So what if the winner turns around and says, "I want an undisputed fight," and that supersedes the WBO situation with Anthony Yard?
Well, it won't supersede it because that's what's got to happen. They'll have to vacate the title.
Okay.
And I don't think they'll do that. And I don't think they will be looking to fight Bivol. But that's what we've agreed to do. That's what the situation is.
Okay. Last one on Anthony Yard. Of course, your target is to go for that unified title for the winner of Better Be Evan Smith Jr. There are a lot of people online and British boxing fans specifically, of course, want to see Anthony Yard and Joshua Buatsi. They're both coming off their best career wins. Yard in the rematch with Arthur and Buatsi against Richards. You did put out a poster previously as well to Matchroom where Yard-Buatsi was one of the fights you wanted to make. So can you see why people are perhaps saying, why not just make Yard-Buatsi now? What's your response to that?
I can't see that. That was 2 years ago? Before COVID, wasn't it?
I think it was at the start or just during the lockdown, was it?
Because if you remember, I got a call saying that, yeah, let's get lunch together and let's wait. Well, I'm still waiting for that lunch. I'll probably, you know, starve to death the time it happens. But anyway, that didn't happen. That was 2 years ago. A lot's happened in 2 years. In the meantime, Anthony Yard is in the number one spot. He's your mandatory challenger. And why on earth am I going to go and stop him fighting for potentially a unification, the winner of a unification fight for three titles? Do you know what that's worth to him? It's a no-brainer. So that's why. You know, like all those fights we put out, none of them happened. Not a single one of those happened. Not from Aaron. It just never happened. And we're not jumping to somebody else's tune anyway. You know, do you know what the best thing is? And it was the eliminator for the WBA title. Let Bivol fight Buatsi. Let them two get it on. If our man gets it on October the 22nd with a winner in that fight. They both come through. What a fantastic fight.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Do you think if either Brett wins in that fight, if Buatsi Bivol happens, and Yard be the winner of Better Be Evan Smith Jr., if either Brett wins or... if one loses, one wins, or even both lose, that yard ball actually can still happen and be a major fight?
It depends how they lose, doesn't it? I mean, if you know, if it's a close fight, who knows? I mean, you know, it's not the end of the world. Somebody gets beat. We've seen fighters get beat and come back again. I'm not against making the fight. What I'm against is the common sense where we've got to. We as you say that we did that poster well over 2 years ago. Things have moved on since then. Well, moved on since then, and it's a different game now.
Okay. I will ask you about, I mentioned Canelo Golovkin 3 happening. That is taking place on DAZN pay-per-view. Your thoughts on that clash?
Yes. I mean, look, it's obviously the fact that Canelo got beat last time. People will be thinking that it's going to be another, you know, that maybe that makes it more in favour of Golovkin. I think the fight will be exactly the same as the previous two. I think that's their styles and that's how they fight. So it is what it is.
How do you think that will perform on pay-per-view?
I've got no idea. I don't know how well the last one performed on pay-per-view. I don't know, you know, what the don't know what the numbers, what they did in the States. I mean, you hear all sorts of things. I mean, I heard you mentioned last time it done extremely well. Someone told me different. Who knows? And you know what? Who cares?
Okay. Oscar De La Hoya revealed that Virgil Ortiz Jr. has signed this part of the contract for a fight with David Avanesian in Texas this August. He said that Avanesian hasn't signed yet. So can you make any comment on that, please, Frank?
We're working on it and hopefully we'll get it done very soon. You know, we want the fight. There's no doubt about that. It's a fight that David wants and hopefully, as I say, we'll get it done. I want to get it done this week, if possible.
Your thoughts on that clash between Ortiz and Avanesian?
It's a fight. It's a good bloody fight, isn't it? If you're a boxing fan, it's a real, real good fight. And, you know, I think David's got a good chance of beating him.
Now, Oscar De La Hoya did also declare that, in his opinion, he believes that the winner of that faces Keith Thurman in a final eliminator for the WBC title. So, effectively, this is like a quarterfinal. So, I'm guessing from your position, you want this to be the final eliminator for Errol Spence's WBC strap.
Well, that's what you want. I'm sure both the boxers want that because that's where the money fight is, and that's what they're both looking to achieve. You know, that's a great fight for one of them, and hopefully it'll be David.
Okay. Can you give me any updates on Tommy Fury? What's going on with him?
We've got a couple of things that we're working on at the moment, and, you know, we'll be announced again. We've got to announce something soon because he's got itchy feet. He wants to get out. He must be out in the next few months. So we'll work something out. I'd still like to do the fight with Jake. I'd still like to get that on.
Is that realistic?
From our end, it is. It's up to them at their end, but who knows? But we're not sitting around waiting for it to happen. But of course, I'd like to see that fight happen.
Has there been any discussion with his team?
There was a few things initially, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. You've kind of left me on a little teaser on that one. But, yeah, we'll hopefully get an update on that very soon. Frank, of course, yourselves extended, when I say yourselves, Queensbury, extended a deal with BT Sport. Yeah, you stay on BT for the foreseeable future. So, yeah, comment on that, please.
We're delighted. I mean, it's fantastic for Queensbury, myself, and all our boxers, the whole team. It just go from strength to strength. You know, we've worked very hard and built a platform on a boxing platform on BT that they never had any boxing. There was zero boxing on BT, and we built them to be the most significant platform out there. They put the biggest show up to now this year. Fantastic show, you know, was broadcast by them, and they themselves have just done a deal with Discovery, who own Warner Media, and also which incorporates people like HBO and Eurosport and so forth. So we're delighted that deal's taken place, and hopefully in the future there may be some exciting news. Who knows?
Okay, a couple of other things just to close off on. Seen a batch of Olympians go to Boxer and Sky. We've seen Matchroom take one. You haven't signed any Olympians. So, yeah, just give me a word on that, please, Frank. I'm sure you made a play for a couple.
We spoke to a couple of them. Fraser came up here and, you know, we, and and Whittaker came here. We spoke to both of them, and we made the offer we felt we wanted to make, and that was it. You know, everything has a value, and they've made their choices. You know, Fraser's gone to a boxer, and he wants to emulate what Jimmy Nelson done as a fighter. So good luck to him there. And then we got and Whittaker. It's gonna be interesting to see, you know, what he does. But that's their choices. That's their choices. I mean, we've signed some really good fighters. I always say, I mean, I look at all the big fighters over the years that I've been involved with, and how many of them won Olympic medals, like Ricky, Kawasaki, Bruno, Tyson. You can go through stacks and stacks of numbers. None of those went to Olympic Games. Look what they all managed to do. Ricky Hatton. Keep mentioning names. What we do, what I like about a lot of things, the fighters we sign, and it's great to sign some of the Olympians. You know, Amir Khan was Olympian. He came with me. He was our Olympic team the year he went out there. It was him on his own. But I look at it, and it's fabulous to you know, that they represent their country and all what they do for them. But I also like the guys who don't get that, because, you know, it's a choice, isn't it? You know, who's ever in charge of the program picks a boxer to go, and is his choice the right choice? For example, is that right? I mean, when you look at these guys that all got overlooked and didn't win Olympics, and the stellar careers they had, as some as amateurs, but certainly stellar careers as professionals. So, you know, I'm quite happy with the new signings that we've got. We've got some really good youngsters, some brilliant youngsters on the books, and they're going to do. I know they're going to do very well, and they're going to do well, one, because they're very good fighters, and two, because they've got the best team behind them in developing young fighters and bringing them through, bar none.
Okay, we've seen comments from Deontay Wilder, who had a statue unveiled in his hometown, where he told multiple reporters that day that he will be making a return to boxing. So that's great news for fight fans. Your thoughts on Wilder coming back to the heavyweight division?
Well, he was in a grueling... he's had grueling fights with Tyson. His last one was a classic. Him and Tyson was a classic fight. I mean, that is, when you talk about fights, the best fights in the last 20 years, that people talk about fights, that certainly is one of them. Excitement, you know, absolute excitement. As I said, the most exciting heavyweight fight I've seen live. And he was the other half of the card. So I don't know what he's got left, if he's got anything left, if he's got desire there. If he has, and he'll come back, he'll fight on. He's a dangerous man. He can punch. Ask Tyson that. He had Tyson on the deck twice in that last fight. So he feels he's still got something to give. Good luck to him, and we welcome him back in there. I mean, there's some good fights to be made. I mean, who knows? Him and Joe Joyce, what a great fight that would be.
Yeah, stylistically, that's crazy. Because
you'd like to see that, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, you've got the biggest puncher and the best chin.
You'd much rather see him fight Joe Joyce than see any other guys. Who would you much rather see him fight? Would you much rather see him fight Dillian White? I'd much rather see him fight Joe Joyce. I see two losers, but I want to see a winner fight one of the winners, and you're fighting for a number one spot.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the most devastating puncher, the best chin. So.
And the best whiskers. You don't punch, who punches himself. He's not 12, he's 13 out. Or stop 12, he's 13, I should say.
And my last one, you alluded to this earlier in the interview where you said we still haven't heard anything on Usyk Joshua 2 now. I understand it's none of your business, but your thoughts just as a fight fan on not hearing anything. We had a projected date in the Middle East for July 23rd, and we're reaching June this Wednesday. So your thoughts on no official announcement yet?
Listen, it's not my business, as you say, and for such a significant fight, you thought it would have been announced by now. Maybe they'll do it this week. Who knows? I don't know what's holding it up. Something, there obviously must be something holding it up.
Okay, Frank Warren, thank you very much. Song to IFL TV. Is there anything you'd like to add to the fight fans? Of course, we mentioned the three cards you've got coming up, and also Don King's card on June 11th with your man Daniel Dubois. Anything to say to the fans before we close off?
Excuse me. Yeah, they're good. I mean, they're good shows. They're quality shows, good fights. And, tune in and watch them. And we'll be announcing our next batch of shows for August and September in the next month.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.